Sometimes Yashoda would ask Krishna to bring her a plank for sitting. Although it was too heavy, he brought it to his mother. Sometimes while worshipping Narayana, his father would ask him to bring wooden slippers. And with great difficulty, Krishna would bring them on his head. Sometimes something was too heavy, and Krishna would simply move his arms. In this way, stop the great disturbances in Mahavana on account of the demons that were coming there, disturbing the peaceful situation. Considering Putana, the whirlwind demon, and falling trees, only by the grace of Lord Hari was the child Krishna. Where we can live peacefully. Let us go to the forest of Vrindavan, where there are newly grown plants and herbs, and suitable pasturing ground for our cows. We and our families, the gopis with their children, can live there. Govardhan Hill is near there, and there is newly cows in front. Hearing Upananda, the brother of Nanda, all the cowherd men agreed. Everyone loaded all their household things and prepared to go to Vrindavan. Cows and bulls along with calves were placed in front. The men surrounded their flocks, holding bows and arrows, and blew their horns and bugles. So with tumultuous sound, they started for Vrindavan. And who can describe the damsels of Vraja, seated on their carts, dressed very beautifully? They began to chant all the pastimes of Krishna. Yashoda and Rohini sat with the boys upon their laps, riding on the cart, talking to Krishna and Balaram, and feeling the pleasure of such talks. They looked this time, Krishna and Balaram were given charge of the calves. Sometimes they played on their flutes and played with amalaki fruits and bale fruits like small children play with balls. Along with other cowherd boys, Krishna and Balaram went to the pasturing ground. Tending the calves, they sometimes danced with their ankle bells, making a tinkling sound. Sometimes they imitated bulls and cows by covering themselves with blankets. They imitated sounds of animals and birds, enjoying their childhood pastimes, apparently like ordinary children. One day while Krishna and Balaram were playing on the bank of the Jamuna, a demon came in the shape of a calf, and its name was Vatsasura. He came there intending to kill the brothers while mingling with the other calves. Krishna, however, noticed this and told Balaram upon him. Krishna caught hold of the demon calf by the two hind legs and tail, whipped him around very forcibly, and threw him into a tree. The demon lost his life and fell down from the top of the tree to the ground. Krishna's friend said, "Well, showered flowers in great satisfaction." The boys would daily go to the bank of the Jamuna to water the calves, and the boys also drank. Sitting on the bank, they saw a huge animal which looked something like a duck. It was as big as a hill. Its top was strong as a thunderbolt. They became afraid of this beast named Bakasura. He was a friend of Kamsa's, appearing on the scene. He swallowed Krishna up, and all the boys with Balaram became almost breathless, as if they had died. But when Bakasura demon was swallowing Krishna, he felt a burning, fiery sensation. This was due to the glowing effulgence of Krishna. So he quickly threw him up and tried to pinch him in his beaks. Bakasura did not know that Krishna was playing the part of a child, but was still the original father of Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe. The child of Madhya Shoda, the reservoir of pleasure, maintainer of saintly persons, caught hold of the beaks of this great giant duck, and before his friends bifurcated his mouth. Congratulations. old miseries of this.